have a fantasy football question? Call the Fan Line at 336-1230. And now, back to Fantasy Football Thursday with Chris Tubbs and David Brown.
Man, the things you learn from people when you're not on the air. Man! I won't say anything.
We're on the air now.
I won't say anything. I'm kidding, because I like the individual in question. Hey, this is Fantasy Football Thursday. We're here till the top of the hour. Real quickly, David, got a few more minutes left to go on the program. We got some preseason games that we want to watch in week number two. First of all, I want to watch Atlanta and Houston, because I got to see how that Houston offense rebounds. Is Case Keenum going to be your quarterback? Is Andre Johnson going to play? Arian Foster, so many questions on offense. And Jonathan Grimes, he's now that number two tailback. Keep an eye on that. He is locked in as the backup tailback. He could have running back number one value if he holds on to that. And Arian Foster, if he can't get healthy, that's your guy. But I want to watch especially those two guys.
Another guy to watch that game, Devontae Freeman. Steven Jackson, obviously, and if you've been watching Hard Knocks, you saw the latest episode. Devontae Freeman looks like the real deal. And if Roddy White can rebound and Julio Jones can stay consistent, The running game for Atlanta could be good. Another game I'm watching for running back situation is the Giants versus the Colts, because they both have questions at the running back position. Rashad Jennings and I believe it's Andre Williams trying to figure out who's going to be that number one back now that David Wilson is injured.
See, I've got Jennings. I don't even think it's a race. I don't think it's a race at this point.
Williams did show some flashes last week a little bit, but also the Colts running back situation. Trent Richardson, by all accounts, was just a complete disaster last year. Is he going to rebound? Is Ahmad Bradshaw going to be any good?
Richardson looks a lot better. I mean, how many times are you going to see a guy traded 3 weeks into a season that was a former first-round pick?
Exactly. And think how funny it was. We were just giving Cleveland all the business for trading Trent Richardson. And we thought it was like the worst move in the world. Like, how can you give up on a guy after a year and two games? And by all accounts, last year, they turned out to be absolutely right about him. We'll see if Richardson can rebound.
Another game I'm watching is I want to watch Green Bay and St. Louis, because I don't know what's going on with those St. Louis wide receivers. There's a lot of Kenny Britt love. He's extremely athletically talented. The problem is Kenny Britt from the neck up, that's where the problems are at. Tavon Austin has been very blah so far. Chris Givens, Brian Quick, a lot of questions in St. Louis. I want to see what those Ram wide receivers look like.
I want to watch the Dolphins and Bucks for the same reasons. Wide receivers. Is there going to be some breakout stars? Are there going to be some guys who maybe establish themselves a little bit more? Josh McCown did not have a great first week against Jacksonville. Miami did not have a great first week against Atlanta. Can those quarterbacks, specifically McCown and Tannehill, establish some sort of rapport with their receivers? McCown more so than Tannehill, because Tannehill's guys have been there before, but are there receivers there that could potentially be either great number two options like a Vincent Jackson, Mike Evans, or great flex options like a Brian Hartline?
He's David Brown. I am Chris Tubbs. We'll wrap up Fantasy Football Thursday after this here on KWSN.